yeah, happy with the win. It's crazy, isn't it? I'm sat in dressing room thinking I was probably happier against with the performance against Port Vale, Oldham and Bristol Rovers than I was tonight. I think that's probably, I don't think we're poor, but probably the poorest we've been.
I think we said less convincing.
Less convincing, that's better.
It is,
isn't
it? We've not imposed ourselves as much as we have in previous.
No, I agree. And we still had, you know, we had a little, we tried to change the shape for the first half, and apart from a little spell of 10 minutes when McNulty gets in a couple of times and you know, we've got good opportunities and they've had a couple of opportunities, we're an open game. And then we changed at half time. But I felt, listen, we weren't at our best, there's no doubt about that. But we've been, as we know here before, the other three draws, we've deserved to win and not done it. So, yeah, delighted with the result. Not so much with the performance, if I'm being picky. I think two or three of us looked as though, you know, we had a really tough game against Bolton, which we had on Saturday. But yeah, over the piece, for the bit of pressure they had in that second half, you know, Doyle's not had anything to do, so we've still stood up strongly there. But I think we could have done better with the ball. But I've got to give credit to Fleetwood, especially when it goes to 2-1, they, you know, there's nothing to lose. You might as well get 3-4-1 at least try to get a goal back. So I'm pleased where we defended at the end, and yeah, nice to get 3 points.
Great chance for Vukic, wasn't there, in the first half, and just like against Bristol Rovers tonight, a great save right on the line.
That was fantastic save, yeah. But I thought Billy Clark had a great impact on the game when he came on. You know, he puts a fantastic ball in, and it looks as though, and Harris has done everything right, but fantastic save, yeah. But we obviously scored at a good time for us, just going in at half time there. Harris's ball over the top, good movement again by Clarke. Everyone sees him as a number 10, but when he makes some forward runs, he's as tricky and elusive as anyone. Remember his time here at Coventry when the boy gets sent off, that's because Clarkey's gone in behind, you know. So yeah, good time for us to score, and then, you know, we're always going to bring Marshall and Law on, you know, with 30 minutes to go, a bit of freshness, and hopefully go and win us the game. But yeah, pleased with the 3 points, got to be.
You had to take McNulty off in the first half. Presumably it was the bang when the keeper caught him when he was going through.
Yeah, it's a shame for him because, you know, he wants a little run of games naturally, and you know, it looked a little bit rusty on Saturday against a strong Bolton side, but, you know, you need a run of games, and, you know, tonight he was looking sharp and getting in behind, and, you know, it was an open game, and we got him into areas where we wanted to get him into. You know, he's had a couple of efforts, and then unfortunately just as a bang with a goalkeeper, and I think it's like a dead leg in his thigh, so you know, he's a little bit disappointed. Obviously he's pleased we've won, but he's disappointed that he's got a knock.
Are you pleased to, obviously, where you are, obviously pleased to end that run of games, aren't you, of draws? It's 3 points is massive at home, that's what we want, isn't it?
Oh, certainly. You know, I actually thought today at lunchtime, if there's 2 minutes to go and we're drawing and we get a corner, I was going to throw a doily up, you know, the goalie. Seriously, because we need to try to get a win. Yeah. You know, so we're so pleased when the balls were going in the box. They brought the big giant on at the end, didn't they? And they just, you know, loaded it in. And again, we stood up to it manfully. So, yeah, big relief. But now we want to go and be better in this performance at Chesterfield and carry the run going.
And might change it around again. I mean, you saw the formation today. It just shows we've got players who can adapt.
Yeah, certainly so. We tried something today, which, like I said, little parts in the game. I don't like, you know, you can't be naive. If it's not working, you've got to change it. But you've got to try to stick with it and try to get on top of their formation, which we did in certain parts, and they, you know, they perform well as well. So, yeah, we'll always have an option because we've got good players and flexible players, which is good.